We commissioned a study during the summer to find out how aware critical infrastructure companies are of government efforts to protect them and how engaged they are with government and how enthusiastic they are in working together. We commissioned applied research, performed a telephone survey in August covering 1,580 enterprises in 15 countries. It was a worldwide survey. Companies ranging from very small, 10 employees, up to 10,000. So it was very comprehensive.
And what did you find about critical infrastructure?
Well, we found three key findings. That first of all, the threat is very real. The threat of cyber attack that can disrupt critical infrastructure is, in fact, real. And industry is beginning to realize that, or maybe beyond beginning. They really understand that. And they're a willing partner with government. And there's also significant room for improvement.
So it sounds as if the United States government is not the only one that's in the whole game with its private industry counterparts when it comes to critical infrastructure protection.
No, that's absolutely true, although we did find that in North America, companies are more engaged with government than they are in other parts of the world. They're further along.
Yeah, it seems a little ironic considering that we have the more free market economy, the more laissez-faire kind of approach than, say, Europe. Why is that, do you suppose?
Well, I think it's several reasons, one of which is I think that the threat has been talked about here for longer, and it's realized maybe it's more real to many of the companies. And I think also that the administration has taken a very active effort, made a very active effort to outreach to the companies and get them involved.
Now, you say in the study that half of the companies you spoke with have experienced politically minded attacks. What does that mean?
Well, what we mean by politically minded is we're distinguishing those from the kind of attacks that are purely economic or just hackers, you know, sort of malicious people just trying to cause trouble. We can define those by looking at the type of attack. Those attacks which are very sophisticated that really look like they could only come from a state actor or be sponsored by state actors.
Okay, so politically meaning a rival nation, in other words.
Yes, as opposed to just a criminal gang or just, you know, vandals.
Now, you hear that a lot. What is the intent of those attacks, do people suppose, when it comes from a political rival?
Well, I think there are a range of different intents, ranging from economic espionage, just trying to get secrets so that they can advantage their own companies, to truly political impact on the target.
Trying to shut things down. Say, I mean, is there a particular piece of critical infrastructure that is most targeted? Is it mostly electrical, for example?
I don't think we have enough information to know that. I think right now we see most of the attacks going after intellectual property.
Okay, and you also say that companies are attacked typically 10 times in the last 5 years, so that's twice a year. Explain what that means in terms of the fact that most people say they're under continual attack. There's attempts every day. This is 10 times a year or 10 times in 5 years that something gets through?
That's right. I mean, we see continual probing of networks and continual attempts to get inside of systems, but it's about a couple times a year that there's a significant breach that results in losing intellectual property.